Here's a radical suggestion. Stop thinking like a web designer. So many websites that we work on these days aren't actually websites at all, or at least parts of them aren't. They're web applications. And the trouble is we still think with the mentality of web designers. We're used to the page metaphor and going from one page to the next. But actually, this creates problems. And I'm working on an application at the moment where some work has been done on building this application, and it's basically one page to the next. But actually, there's a hierarchical tree of events that happen, you know. You go through a process, and so that process has been shown as page after page after page. But as I looked for inspiration for how to solve this problem, I started to go and look at desktop applications, things like OmniFocus, things like my mail application, my calendar application, and things like that. And they actually work in a very different way to having pages. Instead of pages, they have panes of information. And different panes show different levels of detail. Take your mail application, for example. On the left-hand side, you have your folder structure. At the top, you have your list of messages that exist within those folders. And at the bottom, you have the details and the content of that message. And so you can basically quickly and easily navigate through any number of emails embedded in any number of folders without the need to go to a completely separate pane or a separate window or click off to somewhere different or whatever. Everything is only one click away. And that also is the process that's been used by a new application I've been playing with recently called CodeTweet. And CodeTweet is a web application. And they've really got this idea of the power of panes and the power of thinking like a desktop application and creating a user interface like a desktop application. So have a look at the applications you run on your website. And ask yourself, are you still thinking like a web designer? Are you thinking in terms of pages? Or should you be looking at using panes and other desktop type approaches to solve the problem?